As we continue our study of the book of Zechariah, we're still in the 6th chapter, and I read it begin at the 14th verse. And this passage is telling about the crowning of Joshua the high priest, which is a symbol of the crowning of Jesus Christ as our king, and the crowning of Jesus Christ as our high priest. So verse 14 says, "And the crowns shall be to Helam, and to Tobijah, and to Jediah, and to Hen the son of Zephaniah, for a memorial in the temple of the Lord." The crown was not to be kept by Joshua, but was to serve as both a memorial to the devotion of the men who came from Babylon, and more importantly, as a reminder of the coming of the Messiah, who was the ultimate hope of Israel. Helam is apparently another name for Haldai, and Hen is another name for Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. We read of them in verse 10. Verse 15 says, "And they that are far off shall come and build in the temple of the Lord, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And this shall come to pass if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God." There was to be a joining together of the Jews and the Gentiles in the gospel church. To build in the temple of the Lord is to become a member of the church Christ will build. As a result, they are part of the temple of the Lord. As they become a part of this spiritual temple, they are said to build in the temple of the Lord. For today, as living stones shall become an holy temple and habitation of God through the Spirit. And that's what happens today in the church. We are the living stones. We are a habitation of God through the Spirit. And as we obey the gospel and are added to the church, then we become a part of this spiritual temple that is being built in the Lord. He says in verse 15, "Ye know that the Lord of hosts has sent me." These prophecies about the kingly and priestly offices of the Messiah shall be so accurately fulfilled that you Jews, will be obligated to admit, "I gave this prophecy because the Lord of hosts sent me to do it." In verses 12 through 15, 8 facts are given about the Messiah, the branch. 1, he will come from Israel, his place, mentioned in verse 12. 2, he will build the spiritual temple, verses 12 and 13. 3, he will be glorious, verse 13. 4, he will be king and priest, verse 13. 5, he makes peace, verse 13. 6, he opens the kingdom to Gentiles, verse 15. And 7, these things will come to pass according to the word of God, verse 15. And 8, he demands obedience, verse 15. So that brings to an end chapter 6 of Zechariah.